Declarations. A. Under the auspices of the Fundamental Lady, kindred humanity declared natural communal duties. Tribes and lineages formed the social basis. There was a flock and those devoted to the flock, and the code of observance contained a system of precepts, mitzvot, about harmful and useful, transgressions, injunctions, law, ethics. B. Under the auspices of the Supreme Master, bourgeois humanity declared natural personal rights. Owners and citizens formed the social basis. There were active and passive bourgeois, and religious law drew the political lessons from the ethical distinction between good and evil. Morality law. C. Under the auspices of General Real, the suitable humanity declares a natural social power. The pair of the two gendered communities, feminine, masculine, forms the social basis. There is parity between women and men, friends, brothers, and brothers, friends emulate each other, and, as much as can be, the free soaring of abilities echoes the full satisfaction of needs. Responsibility. Declaration of Natural Social Power. Article 1. The human species is social because it is a working species. The social contract, effectively natural, needs only to take one thing into account. Work is due to thinking gendered individuals. Article 2. The pair made up of the people's gendered communities, feminine, masculine, entirely constitutes the social basis. It is therefore the cornerstone of the anatomy of natural community. Hence, the first institutional pillar, a partisan structure combining matriarchy and husbandarchy. Article 3. The collaboration between thinking friends, brothers, blend is one that is suitable within our basis. It is therefore the cornerstone of the physiology of natural community. Hence, the second institutional pillar, a union management combining equality and liberty. Note about power. In Latin, potentia. Compare faculty, permission.